My name's Mike. I'm an alcoholic.
My
sobriety date is November 30th of 2017. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and this is my home group. It's been a long time since I've done this. What it was like, it was really bad. I started drinking when I was a middle schooler, I guess. I was about 14. I started drinking alcoholically after I graduated from high school. Went off to college, and high school was kind of sucked for me. And it wasn't a great experience, so I knew when I went to college, it was going to be a different story. And within a week, I was blackout drunk and off to the races, you know. I was there for about 3.5 years, joined a fraternity. It was a non-drinking fraternity. Like their whole deal was, we don't drink, and I was elected president of that fraternity. And I thought it was hilarious to drink with pledges. I thought it was really funny to show up drunk to events. Nobody else thought it was as funny as I did. And I became the talk of the town, I guess. And ended up, you know, meeting a girl there. She partied like I did. And this was all in Virginia. And she moves down to Florida. Before she left, I proposed, because I didn't want to, I was like, well, she's leaving, I'm not losing her, so let's get married. And she said, sure, like she had nothing better to do. And so she comes down here. I came down here after her. We were here. We moved down here in May. October, I got a DUI. Spent the night in jail. She hadn't, like, we were living together. She didn't even know I had left the house. I was at the bar. And I called her from jail. It's like, hey, I need you to come bail me out. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, like, I got arrested. And that's the first time I really got sober. I did right away. I got a sponsor, got involved with a really active group. This was down in St. Pete. Young people's group, started doing service work, stayed sober for about 1.5 years. And then just got fed up with AA and decided I didn't need it. I was married at that point. She's like, are you crazy? Like, why would you do that? And I was like, well, why not, right? She said, okay, I'm out. You want a drink? I'm gone. And she left. I got divorced. And things just went south quick. You know, when I start drinking, it goes off the rails really fast. And ended up in Tampa working at the university. I was still going to school. I was getting my master's degree at USF. One thing I was always able to do was able to show up to work and go to school. But nothing else. I couldn't do anything else. And I just remember one day thinking, I can't keep living like this. And so I went to a meeting that day. I cut out of work early, hungover, and went to work and went to a meeting. That Thursday, went to Tampa YPG. This was in 2004 at the first old church. And again, you know, I knew what to do. I knew what I needed to do. I got a sponsor, got pushed into service work. You know, my sponsor used to say, you know, if you're with the people during service, you're going to do service. And that's what we did. We did everything together. And did that for a while. You know, I was sober for 10 years. And a lot of great stuff happened to me. I got a great job. A buddy of mine in AA was working for the phone company, and he said, hey, if you get a job here, I'll get money and I'll split it with you. And I worked there for like 6 years. And from that job, I got another job. Because of what I learned there, I was able to get a better job. And I met a girl in AA, and we got married. And we had 2 kids, and it wasn't enough. You know, and I wish I could tell you I knew what happened. I don't know what happened. And for me, it's like a light switch. Like, I'm going AA, I'm not going AA. And when a light switch goes off, I'm drinking. And, you know, and it wasn't like, I'm going to stop going to meetings and I'm going to still stop drinking. It was like, I'm going to stop going to meetings and I'm going to drink the next day. And within a month, I was a daily drunk. You know, I had I woke up at some point and my knees were bothering me. And it kept bothering me, and it kept bothering me. My wife said, go to the doctor and see what they say. And so the doctor was like, here, take these pills, and that'll help it. That'll help your knees. And so for a while, I took them as prescribed, and then I stopped taking them as prescribed. And I know this is AA, but that's what happened. And it just kept going. It went from bad to worse. It kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I started doing things I shouldn't have been doing, that you shouldn't be doing when you're married. And that led to the end of that marriage. And I just kept drinking. And, I just kept lowering the bar. And I would say to myself, well, at least you don't drink in front of the kids. And then my wife came home, and I was drunk with the kids. And she was like, I don't know why you're doing this. And she would leave. And then sometime in between there, I went to rehab, left rehab early. It was just a lot of stuff, and I started getting really tired all the time, and I just kind of blew it off. I was like, well, maybe I don't get enough sleep. And then I got sick. Like, I got a cold. Normally you get a cold and it goes away, and this one wouldn't go away, and I just kept, and I lost a lot of weight, and I was like, wow, must be dieting correctly. And, and all these things were pointing that, you know, there's something wrong with you. And I just kept ignoring it and kept drinking and kept drinking. And then I couldn't ignore it anymore. So I went to the doctor and I was sick and it wasn't good. It was bad news. And, I at that point I destroyed my life. I destroyed my health. And the only thing I had left was I had a job that could pay the bills. And I still had custody of my kids, but everything else had gone away. You know, I lost the house, I lost everything. And I was, they put me on this medication, and it was really strong medication. And what they didn't tell me, because they asked me, do you drink? And they put me on the medication, and I was like, socially. Which, you know, it's kind of a broad term, means different things to different people. And, I thought I was a pretty social guy, drinking alone at the bar. And I just kept drinking, and I would get really bad, and I would slow down, and it would get really bad. And then finally, I couldn't keep it down anymore. And I would drink like I normally like to drink, and it would just come right back up. And I was thinking, well, that can't be a good sign. And I started researching the meds I was on. It turns out it does a lot of damage to your liver. And the drinking was just making it worse. And so I was sitting at home, drunk and depressed, and I remember... So Dave said when he tell his talk that this is the way it's always going to be. Unless I do something different, this is the way it's always going to be. And my son had told me, he said, if I ever see you drunk, you're never going to see me again. And he's 8 years old. And I was sitting there thinking about that, and I just said, I just can't do this anymore, you know? And it was like the switch got flipped again. It's like, going back to AA. And I remember when I showed up here that day, that was November 30th, I guess, the next day I showed up here. And I was still on the fence. I was like, I can't drink, but I don't want to do this, you know, but I can't drink. And I don't know what the answer is, but this is home. Like when I walked in the building, I sat down, I was like, I'm home again. And, this is where I need to be. This is where I belong. And it slowly started to sink in, like, everything I'd done. And I just finished my, I got a sponsor and a service commitment. Like, it was funny because I have this ridiculous custody agreement where I can't go to the same meetings all the time. So I can't really get I shouldn't really get a commitment. But I was sitting in the business meeting and Dave was like, you should do that, dude. And I said, well, I really can't, and he just talked me into it. So I got a service commitment, and then not show up for it for 3 weeks because I can't bring my kids to meetings. But I started working the steps and talking to a sponsor because I'd stopped doing all that, you know. And I'm here to tell you, like, my experience you can have a lot of time, but when you stop going to meetings, you stop doing what we do here, it goes away really fast. And you know, I'd love to sit up here and say everything's great. Like, I've always wanted that pink cloud when you come in AA. That's never been my experience any time coming to Alcoholics Anonymous. I've always hated being here. I've always hated the idea that I can't control my drinking and I can't drink like a normal person. And but I don't have anywhere else to go. Like, this is the end of the road for me. And you know, there's no going back to rehab. There's no going to, I went to every shrink I could think of, and I would talk to them, and I would say, there's got to be another way. And they'd be like, no, you should probably go to AA. And I was like, no. You understand, I tried that. I don't want to do that. I don't like those people. I don't want any part of it. I want to do something else. What is it? Take these pills. No, I don't want to do that either. So what's that option C? There is no option C. This is it. Go do that, and you'll get better. And I just kept fighting it, and you know, I've lost the fight. And, you know, my hope is, and the hope of my family is that it's six this time and that I don't ever have to pick up another white chip. Cause that has got to be a single, just one of the most humiliating experiences in my life is that I thought I knew better and I didn't. And I failed miserably. And I had to crawl back in here and have people ask me, I was talking to my sponsor about this. When a new guy comes in a meeting and they're like, hey, how's it going? Like, it's going great. That's why I'm in AA. Because everything's going great. You know, if everything was good, you wouldn't see me here. But, you know, I'm really glad that this meeting is here. I'm really glad that, you know, people stuck it out because, you know, it was a lot of fun when it was a huge meeting. But it's really important that the meeting stays here because this is when people like me go out and destroy their lives. You know, we have to have something to come back to. And I think I'm out of time, so I'm done. Thanks.